Bonnie and Odimi are good. We have the case of Anita. Zara, as I call it, because I... So then we have the case of Kutuch. It's like a negative. Mikveh is a case where you're chayim. Kutuch, I don't think you need it. Kutuch is a case where you're not chayim, according to Rabbanan. A chaylik on Rabbi Lezer, Kutuch Habam. We have Rabbi Lezer, and Kutuch is chayim. And all time of his chomis is chayim, chayim malchus. So read what you call machmetzis. But Rabbanan say that you are potter. The Gemara said that the technical stuff was. Then we have the case of Mizuchais. And we're Taylor that Truman will take Truman off. We have the case of Kupais. Also that we're Taylor Truman will take Truman off. But these three cases are cases of Tur, at least Midaraisa, you seem to be Potter. That's what we can make of Truman will take Truman off. And Mikveh is a case where you're Chayav, I like all of the desires. So in the case of Mikveh, Zalot, all of the Gezayis, we have Machlekes, Abaye, and Dordini. Abaye says, and what's the reason that the Mustafa is? And Dordini says, it's because you have Gezayis, Bechdeyachim, Luskas, and Gezayis, Bechdeyachim, Luskas, is their eyes. Then we have By Kutuch, Abaye asked Rav Dini, why do I want to pray the kind of Rav Elazar by Kutuch Ababli? Why don't we say, as a Mitzvah of Lisser? What did Rav Dini answer? What? You don't have kazayis to play a few spots because you're just shot at Ochel. So you don't have a kazayis to play a few spots. Then in Rashi's Gersa in the Gemara, we also have conversely. Rav Dimi, Esabaye, why don't you say, I wrote it wrong. Abaye Shadimi, not Hetim Star Felicer. Abaye Shadimi, why do you have Kazayas to fail his past? Rav Dimi answered, you don't, because Mishnah Shotadoch. In Rashi's Yirsa, Rav Dimi asked Abaye back, why do you say Hetim Star Felicer? And Abaye doesn't answer. We don't have any more answer for it. We'll find Abaye responding to that. That's a very strange thing, according to Rashi's Yirsa in the Gemara. Tosis rejects the Gersa. But Tosis has a Gemara Nozir that Abaye said, I only say Hetim Tzav Lissa when you have Roy Bissa. Rashi has the Gersa. So first of all, it's showing Rashi from the Gemara Nozir, but besides that, it's a little strange. Why did Abaye respond to Rav Dimi's Kasha? Then we have by Meduchas and by Tolin. Same thing. Abaye is Rav Dimi. Why do you have Kizayas or Fayakilis Bas? And Rabbini answered what? Truma, first the answer to his time under Rabbanon. And then he said, Rakupus, you can't say that. So he said, Truma, Bizman, Azad, Rabbanon. Rashi goes to Gemara Nozir by Meducha, he said Abaye, that Dimi asked Abaye back. Well, this is an argument where you don't have it, but Gemara Nozir has it. Dimi asked Abaye, why don't you say, had them start for yourself? Abaye could say this. What would Abaye answer? Doesn't really say in Gemara Nozir. Or you could answer that Trumusan is a Darabon, Trumus Tavon Darabon. And then there's the Gemara Nazi that Rashi doesn't quote, Chayes has quoted it, in which by Kupais, Abaye, in which by Kupais, Abaye says that let him be like Kasha. Because I always say, I had to miss time for Isser. The right Isser. Rak. The right Isser. That's the Gemara that Tosfos quotes in order to erase the scarcity. Dimi as Tabaye, what if I had to miss time for Isser? Abaye always had to miss time for Isser, it's only the right Isser. That's the Gemara. So, the question is that we grappled with yesterday. How does Gazai's Potentia Lestras according to Rav Dini? And how does Hetel Tafu Isser, according to Abaye, prevent Bittul Baroy? These are things that once I have Isser, they can give me a Gazai's. I have Isser, I can start the Hetel, and now I have a Gazai's. I have little pieces of a kazayis. Kazayis with the Achilles pass in the tzarf, and now I have a kazayis. But however, they don't address the question. The issue was bottled the rope in the first place, so you don't have an issue. And the hetim is tarifa is the side of the equation. Maybe that's not so terrible. Maybe we could say that hetim is tarifa is menei of bittul beroiv too. You could hear in Lumbus maybe that hetim is tarifa is might be menei of bittul. Perhaps. Perhaps a little acquainted with the Gemara Nozir sees that it's not true. Rabbi said, Hetim Tafelis is only very distant. Apparently, it's not Menea Bittu. But if we ignore the Gemara Nozir, you know, at least we could hear, and maybe Hetim Tafelis is Menea Bittu. But Kazayis Bechay Chilis Pas, very hard to see how Kazayis Bechay Chilis Pas is Menea Bittu Beroy. Kazayis Bechay Chilis Pas just says that you have a lot of pieces and you ate them in a Chilis Pas. So it's Mistarif to a Kazayis. What does that do with Bittu Beroy? For Averoy Hetim, it's Bittu, you have Bittu Beroy. So what is Rav Dini telling me? Because I said, Kazayis Bechay Chilis Pas. What does that help for the issue of Bittul Beroiv? L'chayra, that is the reason why by mikveh, Rashi had to inject a new idea that Bimur Deraisa. Exactly to solve that problem. Actually, the whole thing was contacted to the Rabbanon, and against the words, no, the Muslim. Then Rabbi Khan is telling me, Hail was our like all of that Timur is the Raisa. What does Rashi have to bring that Timur? Timur the Raisa, the Trebi Kirsha Timur is the Raisa. What does Rashi want from that? Okay, that's exactly what Rashi telling me. That by the case of that we're not relying on Kazai's speculous Pass alone, we're not relying on Hetim Astara for Isra alone, rather we have the magic of Timur. Yibua makes it that the truma is not bottled by Raib. Now the truma is not bottled by Raib. So where's your kazayas? Rabbi Barhana said, Zal like all of the kazayas. Oh, kazayas. That I could do with Hetim Stafel Isser or with kazayas. Kichtei Achilles Pras. So that's good for the case of Mikveh. It's good for the case of Meduchais. You have Yibua there also. It's good for the case of Kupais. It's also cases of truma. But it doesn't help with Kutta Chababli. So what does the Gemara want by Kutta Chababli that you should say Hetem Stark for Isser or Kizayis for Fekulis Pas? But why isn't the Kutta Chababli Boto Beroy? The emesis, we can ask it as if that could be a Kasha also, not only in Abayi and Abdimi, it could be Kasha of Elezer. Rav Elezer learned that from Hetem Stark for Isser that Tarev is Chomis, that Kutta Chababli is Chay. Okay, it says Hetem Stark for Isser in the Pasuk, but maybe that's only when you have Roy Isser. When you have Roy Petter and this is Bottle Beroy, where does it say Hetem Stark Lissa? It's not Bottle Beroy? Okay, but in Rebbe Elezer, we could say that Hetem Stark Lissa maybe prevents Bittul Beroy. We're open to the idea that maybe Hetem Stark Lissa could prevent Bittul Beroy. But although Rashi by Dimur is not Mashmah that way, Rashi is Mashmah by Dimur that you need Dimur, otherwise you wouldn't say Hetem Stark Lissa. That's still a problem. The Chorin Rashi's Melur. Rashi says it in Abayi. When Rashi says Dimua, he's talking in Abayi. You have Dimua, and then you say Hetem Stafel Isser. So it's Mahu and Rashi, Demis, that Hetem Saraf Lisser is not Meneya Bit. You need Dimur to be Meneya Bit. So Kan Haben Shoyl, so how can the Rebbe say Hetem Saraf Lisser by Tarev Chametz? But what's Meneya Bit?
If we're talking with an Abaye, or can we just say Fam Loma Mashe, like Abaye says in Kulin, that that's.
We'll come to that. That's going to prevent more problems. More problems in itself. But okay. So maybe we can say. Maybe we can say Bekut the Chabagui. Maybe the answer Bekut the Chabagui. See, if you want to say Tamei Loi Mamosho, so then why do you need Dimur? Which is a kasha all by itself. That means maybe we could put down on the table now as a kasha. Why do you need Dimur to prevent Bittul? And it's Abaye talking. Rashi says in Abaye that you need Dimur, and then you have Hetem Saraf Lisser. So what's the Dimur to prevent Bittul? Why do I need Dimur to prevent Bittul? Shitas Rashi in Chulin, if that's, is a time going on Moshe's Deraisa. And that's not Dimur, that's supposed to be called. No Dimur. So, you see, so who needs Dimur? Why not say with time going on Moshe? Maybe Rashi didn't want to get into the Machlek as a Bible of Chulin. But Sahar, that's a Har all by itself. So what's going on with Kutuk? Kutuk, you don't have Dimur. It's very glaring, the problem. Rashi says you need Dimur to prevent Bittul, so that's good for the three of the cases. But Kutuk is no Dimur. So what prevents Bittul Beroyf? What does it help to say Hetem Saraf Lisser? What does it help to say Kisayis Mekhtech Lispras? So Shema Taima, maybe we can answer. I think this is Shema Taima. That Kutuk HaBavli has a different reason why it's not Bottle. Maybe Kutuk HaBavli is not Bottle because it's Taima Yuma Moshe. If you could have badly, it's time you were moshi. That's why it's not bottled with it. Mikveh is time you were lema moshi. Shum v'shemen. Maybe that's called time you were lema moshi. So there you have to come on to Dimur. Again, Rashi holds to the Rabbi holds it's enough time you were lema moshi, so it's not so great. But Ulai. No, Rashi puts in Dimur because by Mikveh it's time you were lema moshi. But Kutuch is time you were moshi. Time you were moshi, not bottled. Maybe that's the way it'll work. Here you have time here, but I'll show you. That prevents Bittul, and that'll be, instead of Dimur, you'll have time here, but I preventing Bittul, but you need a Kezayis. Oh, a Kezayis, that can say Kezayis potential is Pras, you can say Hetem Saraf Lisser. Not so great, though. First of all, it's very chosser in Rashi. There's no word in Rashi about time here, but Moshe. Rashi needs to say that. I mean, that's like a Dimur Rashi needed to say. Because Rashi was bothered, what's preventing Bittul? So when you get to Kutuk HaBavli, Rashi should tell me what I'm supposed to be in the Bokhi and Shach. Rashi should tell me the time of my Moshe is different. That here you don't have to come out to Dimur, it's time of my Moshe. That's number one. Number two, it's not so possible that Kutuk is time of my Moshe. Rashi in Dor Avodah Zarah says that something which is the time of my Moshe, that time of my Moshe means that it wasn't Nimoyach. Kutuk HaBavli, I don't know, is it Nimoyach? Is it not Nimoyach? I'm not quite sure what the Metzius is. Number three, even if we'll say that Kutuk HaBavli is time in Ramoshoi, but Rabbi Lezer says that Yechaye for Tarevus Chomet are only be Kutuk HaBavli, yes, Sheikh Ramadi and Zaysim HaMitzri and so on. Sheikh Ramadi is about enough time in Ramoshoi. That's for sure the time of Olay Ramoshoi. So it's a beer. So I don't think it has croutons floating around in it. So it's about it's a beer that's made out of that's made partially out of the dogma. So that's time of Leima Moshe. So that should be Bottle Beroy. So how can Rabbi Lezer say Yechai Vos Hetem Saraf Lisser? Why isn't it Bottle Beroy? What's preventing the Bottle Beroy? And again, if you'll say that maybe Hetem Saraf Lisser prevents the Bottle Beroy, so why do Rashi have to introduce Dimur?
Say that the reason why it's not bottled is because it's the issue of Raisa.
So what? Bittul Beroy is the concept of Daraisa. Bittul Beroy is a different concept.
But in the
Shachim
Tarbi,
Mikveh is also Daraisa, and Shulma is also Daraisa.
And that's why it's not bottled, because once we say that Dimur is Daraisa, only then can we say it's not bottled. When we say it's Dimur,
so Dimur means that all the Suri Daraisa not bottled. Harinat. Dimur is a special Russia by Truma. It's a chiddush all by itself that it's a din derais. The place says it's not smacher. But Dimur is a special din. It's echad b'meir. The drasha Dimur is echad b'meir. As we get Terry Kakasur, drasha for echad b'meir. Other Rishonim don't have echad b'meir. if it's a din deraisa again, then he should have answered the smachta. The echad b'mei azayin din deraisa. But Rashi is saying din deraisa. It's a din deraisa. The chori means it's a din deraisa. The drasha of mikdashim imenu. That I have this drasha. Mikdashim imenu. That's like chumas leiser. It's 1 in 100. So dimu is 1 in 100. So that's a special chumah to give.
It all applies to deraisas when it's a ingredient in the tarovas, but maybe when the tarovas itself is a deraisa digitin, then you could say that it's not bought.
By what kutuch? I'm not sure what you mean.
When Rashi says that, you could read in Rashi that the kutuch is itself the tarovas. It's not just that the chametz inside is an iser deraisa. Maybe the tarovas itself.
Is a deraisa. I mean, it's a deraisa because it's a chetem mistarach l'issa. It's a pasuk. Kol machmetz is chetem mistarach l'issa. But maybe the pasuk of kol machmetz only tells me chetem mistarach l'issa when you have roiv chametz. But when you have less than roiv chametz, then it's bottle deraisa. Where did it say chetem mistarach l'issa? Kol machmetz is you get one thing. You get one card. So you have a deraisa. Kol machmetz tells me chetem mistarach l'issa. Fine. Chetem mistarach l'issa, so that's by roiv issa. But how do you know that? What's preventing bitter? LMI, it's a svar that had to mistake. That could be. It's a svar that had to mistake. This is why do you need more? There's more kashas, yeah.
Is it possible that there could be like a special din by
mikveh
that had to mistake? This is not mei bittul because it's tamantara.
The zar loyka look is not. Not cool with that. We're talking about primarily talking about zar loyka look because I. Anyway, I don't want to get into wild and woolly ideas. Let's just get the kasha strict, and then we'll see. Then I have some other questions. I'm the duchos and kufos. So. Dimi asked Abaye, why is it? Why do you say Tolim? What happened? According to you, Kizai's Pepech, the spices of their Isa. So it's an Isa their Isa, happy to be Tolim. And the Gemara does here, it's Abaye asked of Dimi. The Gemara does here, if Dimi asked Abaye back, I had them stop this, there's also a problem. So Rashi speaks out. But what Abai is asking is, if Kazayis Bekeichus passes deraisa, so then this is Nisa deraisa, how can you be toiling? It must be that Kazayis Bekeichus pass is not a deraisa. So there's no tsiruf of Kazayis Bekeichus pass. The Mele says Rashi, so it's only derabonim. If it's a derabonim, you can say toiling. I don't understand. How could you say, why is it only a derabonim? Even if Kazayis Bekeichus pass is not a deraisa, but so far as I don't have a kazayis, but less than a kazayis is also awesome with the rice. The chatzis is also awesome with that. Rashi said befeimish that it's only famous. The Tosi Yoshe has the kasha. Tosi Yoshe, what happened to chatzis here? So Tosi Yoshe has a few suggestions. He says maybe as long as it's not a chiyav misa, a chiyav malchus, maybe even though it's not the rice of chatzis here, maybe chatzis here you could be makel to say toilum. But Rashi is beferish that it's derabon. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is beferish that if you don't say kizayis to tchayek lis pas, this is only a derabon. It's not a deraisa without a chiyuv malchus. It's a derabon. Why is it derabon? It's timely umam lasha. That's what I see. First of all, it's chatzis she'am. I need to speak out more. In the case of kupos, so Rashi says it's if you don't have kizayis to tchayek lis pas, there's no kizayis, so it's only also a derabon. So I'm asking, it's a chatzis shir. A chatzis is also in a Torah. Elamai, tell me, maybe it's bottle beroiv. So first of all, it's not bottle beroiv because you have bimua. But number two, besides that, it's time in mamasha. Kupa is time in mamasha. Yes, flower fell into flower. What is time in mamasha? Time in mamasha l'kuliyam is not bottle beroiv. So what's the kind of, how can Rashi get away with saying it's a derabonim? How can kupas possibly be derabonim? Who needs kizayis b'teichil is pas? Thank you.
The Tais Rosh is another Teretz. He says, maybe Chakshi Oide Teretz is Yimukim. That might work for, maybe that's what Rashi means. Said the Rabbanim, because it's Chatzi Shira Lidei Tarevis. Maybe Chatzi Shira is only also there. Chatzi Shira Lidei Tarevis is Mutter. I don't understand how that could be. How could Chatzi Shira be Mutter Lidei Tarevis? Abai himself, we're talking Abai over here. Abai is the one who's asking of the Indian. Abai himself owns Taimli Uman Moshoi, Taimli Vulayma Moshoi. He's the Raisa, Abai and Kulu. Isn't that a Chatzi Shira Lidei Tarevis? Time of blame Moshe, there's no kesayis at all. Time of blame Moshe, there's no kesayis. It's a blame Moshe. The case of time of blame Moshe, the Gemara says, "Abai says we learn that from Bosu B'cholov. You cook Bosu B'cholov and it's also if it's nice and tam. So it's time of blame Moshe. Now, that's two ways. The cholov went into the Bosu went into the cholov. The cholov that went into the Bosu gave the and that's called time of Moshe. Time of blame Moshe. And they asked the Rashi about Chelish and Imaya. But the Bosu that went into the cholov is for sure time of blame Moshe. And then there's no kesayis. What's kazayis? There's no be'en at all. So you see that you don't need. You see that you don't. That chatzishir de teres is also. That means chatzim peserosh. How can peserosh say chatzishir de teres is mutter? How does he explain time of leimar moshe? So that I'm not sure. I have to look up in what inside. I can see what more about. It could be that peserosh could say that works with tanke ikka. And that's only the Maskana we hold Tan Kikir. Maybe the Gemara at this point doesn't know Tan Kikir. I need to check out on the Tosu Rosh. But that's not going to work in Rashi. Rashi holds the rule on the Rambam. Hold from Tan Kikir. So, this is a strong kasha. How can Rashi say, Ha'im Ibulim Moshi is a deraisa? I mean, that's certainly a proof that Chatzis Shir is now, is also even on their terms. I have a new kasha. This is also, I think, a tremendous kasha. It says in this Rashi that if Kizayis Bechay Achilles Bas is the Rabbanon, like Abai thinks, then Kupois is an only awesome the Rabbanon. That's why you can say title. So I don't understand. Abai says Taimli V'Leim Amoshin is awesome in the Rashi. How can time of there you don't have a kazayis at all? How can Abai maintain an agamar that it's only also midaraisa if you have a kazayis with techilis pas and only kazayis with techilis pas is deraisa and Abai holds kazayis with techilis pas is derabonon? So if you need the tzirif of kazayis to get it for it to be also deraisa, Abai says the fairish time of blame Moshe is also midaraisa. There is no kazayis b'cha. That's a bomb kasha. Even if we'll say. It's not so clear all this Abai that we have in our Sigur. Abai doesn't hold from Kazayis B'Chechilis Pras. Is that the Maskana also, or was Abai eventually the Kabul from Abdini, that there is Kazayis B'Chechilis Pras? In Agamor, that you don't see so much of Chazor, but in the Gemara Nozir, it seems to say that Abai was Chazor. Because in the next Sigur on the base, when he's part of our Sigur, in the Gemara on the base, Abai asked, how can you learn out Kazayis B'Chechilis Pras from Mishras? Don't you need it for Tam Kekah? There's a bris about Tam Kikr. So much doichin over Rabbi Kiva holds the bride. The pasuk is not for Tam Kikr. The pasuk is for Etim Stavros. Anyway, that's the Gemara by us. The Gemara knows here when it says that part of the Gemara. The Gemara interjects and says, "What's going on?" And on an Aleph, Abai was trying to prove to Rabbi Dimi that this Etim Stavros are in Kol HaTarikula. And Amud Beis, Abai asks that there shouldn't be Hetem Sarif Isra at all because the Pasuk is used up on the Bais for Tam Kirkin. So my answer is after Abai, Moshe the Shalma Meir Abdimi, that there's not Kizayis, that there's not There's not hetim et starf le iser and kol atar kulo. Did I say it right the first time? Abai asks in the base. How can you use the pasuk of Mishnah for hetim et starf le iser? There's a price that uses a ketan kick. So the answer is no, but Rabbi Kiva uses it for hetim et starf le iser. And then we launch into and does Rabbi Kiva have his eyes? Does Rabbi Kiva, who uses the pasuk for hetim et starf le iser, does he have an iser ketan kick here? And that's the next part of the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Basroi, you all know there's really no ketan kick here at all. The Gemara in Nozir asks, the Abai in our part of the Gemara is busy trying to prove to Rav Dimi that you have hetem istaf l'iser and kol atar kulo, and then it comes in on the base, and Abai turns around and he says that maybe there's no such thing as hetem istaf l'iser at all, anywhere, not even by Nozir. Because the pasuk of Mishnah by Nozir, maybe it's needed for something else. So the Gemara answers, Basir the Shalom Amir Rav Dimi, After he heard from Rav Dimi that does not have the Mishnah for Nozer and Kol Atar Kulo, he turned around and said, maybe you don't even have it by Nozer because Mishnah is for something else. So the Chayre, it sounds in that Gemara that Abaye was Chayzer. And he came around that there is not had the Mishnah for Nozer and Kol Atar Kulo. And if there's not had the Mishnah for Nozer and Kol Atar Kulo, then there has to be Kazayis to pay the Chayat who is passed. Because otherwise, how do you explain Mishnah that Azar is like all of the Kazayis? It's one or the other. So there is a mokim in the sugya to say that the maskana Abai holds from kezayis b'chayakulis pras, and that might be useful for us if we're looking for things to have in our toolkit. That's important to know that Abai, even though Abai in our sugya seems to hold that there's no such thing as kezayis b'chayakulis pras there, right? So, but the maskana he might come around that there is such a thing as kezayis b'chayakulis pras. But it doesn't help for my question. Because by time of Alema Moshe, not only do you not have Kazayis B'Tayachilis Pras, maybe the Maskoni have Kazayis B'Tayachilis Pras, because Kazayis B'Tayachilis Pras is a derisa. But by time of Alema Moshe, there's no Kazayis at all. It's not a case where you have a Kazayis, but it's not B'Tayachilis Pras. That may be a Abai changes his mind. It's enough to have a Kazayis, but there is such a thing as Kazayis B'Tayachilis Pras. But at Kopalim, it says in Agamor, that in Abai's Havamimim, that Kezayis B'Tayachilis Pras is only the Rabbono. That means that there's no Tzirif L'Kezayis. If there's no Tzirif L'Kezayis, Abai says, then I understand the Talmud because it's only also Midir Rabbono. That means when you don't have a Kezayis, it's only also Midir Rabbono. Well, by time of Lema Moshe, even if L'Mashlona there is Kezayis B'Tayachilis Pras, that's only if you have a Kezayis, but it's spread out. But by time of Lema Moshe, there's no Kezayis at all. In the Cholov, there's no Kezayis to Bosa. There's no Kezayis at all. And yet Abai says time blame Rosh is also midiraisa, so you see that you can have an Issa deraisa without a Kazayas. So what's going on over here by Kupois? Zolzayim, let's say granted, Abai holds it that there's no Kazayas for Fahilis Pas. We don't hold from Kazayas, but Abai doesn't think there is such a thing as Kazayas in the Havlino. He doesn't think there's a thing as Kazayas for Fahilis Pas. Forget Kazayas for Fahilis, why do you need a Kazayas at all? Time blame Rosh is also midiraisa. Somebody did a problem here in the Yeah, just parenthetically. Fi dozi shoinim will hold from tam kikir. Rabbi Natam, the Rosh, dozi shoinim will hold from tam kikir with their eyes. So then it's not so terrible. You can say time ago in a Rosh, it works with tam kikir. Dozi shoinim, Rabbi Shoinim would say such a nusuk that when a bai said time ago in a Rosh is also with their eyes, so that's because of the din of tam kikir. And then we could say, there's a place of Yosin on the base who says, that Abaye didn't know the Bryce. At this stage in the Gemara, Abaye didn't know about the Bryce of Tam Kik. Whatever, for reasons we'll see later on. Notice that there's a cheshbon in the sugi that it could be because there's this problem. The whole sugi of Adav doesn't seem to be working with Tam Kik. So there's a place to know what happened to Tam Kik. All these cases, why did you say Tam Kik? Mikko, let's say Tam Kik. Kutach, let's say Tam Kik. Meduchas, let's say Tam Kik. Where did Tam Kik go? So cheshbon of the base speaks out. Yeah, we don't have to get bogged down in the cheshbon, but the Gemara right now doesn't know about Tam Kik. Nachazdav also does this. The Gemara at this stage doesn't know about Tam Kikir. Okay, so then there's wiggle room. Now we don't know about Tam Kikir. Don't know about Tam Kikir. So then you need Kizayis B'Techilas Pras. So it's hard to understand how to don't have time. You know, how does Kizayis B'Techilas Pras work? That's one of the things we're bothered by. That's the problem. There's something to talk about. The Gemara, the Abai and Chulin, he's going already that this Tam Kikir. But Rashi holds that the Amaroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikir. Rashi is in the Chulin Tzarechez categorically the Amaroi Basroi. Abai is also from the Amaroi Basroi. Muslim, he also doesn't hold from Tam Kikir. Time of Lema Moshe is not Tam Kikir. Because according to Rashi, Tam Kikir means it's Nepach. Abai never said Nepach. Anyway, I'm wrapping up loose threads, but the kash itself is a very glaring issue I want to bring up. What's going on in the sugya? It says in Rashi that with Akazayas with Kankilas Pras, Kupais, Muduchais, it's only Nisa Drabon. Why is it only Nisa Drabon? It's time with Mamosha. Kupus time with Mamosha. Number two, Abai holds from time with Mamosha. And number three, also in the Lamda Shavuot, Abai is saying that you need a Kazayas in order to create Nisa Drabon. By time with Mamosha, there's no Kazayas. So basically, these are our problems. I'm not going to go again. So the main problems here, we've said a lot of problems. The main problems are that in all of these cases, what's minei bittul? That's number one. What's minei bittul? Is it hetem sarf leisur? Then why do you need gemura? Because I said the fast. How could there possibly be minei bittul? It seems to be something that's being minei bittul in all these cases, and the gemara is not spelling it out. Okay, Rashi doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. And anyway, if you hold Tam Kikr, then it's according to Rashi, it would be Nefach. I wouldn't need to have them start for this. We said at the beginning, Rashi probably learns the Sugya without having them start, without things like Tam Kikr. Which is fine, because Rashi holds on the Rome, then hold from Tam Kikr. So what in all these cases is Menei Bittul? So Rashi says Bimur. So Bimur is good for three of the cases, but not for the fourth. So what's Menei Bittul? That's one set of problems. That's one basic problem. And the other basic problem is that it says in the Gemara, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, that if Kazayas B'Teichlis Fas is a Darabonon, then Kupas is a Darabonon. That's hard to understand. What happened? Why is it worse than time of Lema Moshe? Why is it better than time of Lema Moshe? Time of Lema Moshe is also a Darabonon. How could Kupas be also? Well, how could Kupas be... And then also a very important problem is what does Abaye do with why Darabonon Achaylik and Kutta Chababi? Abaye never answered that question. Rashi asked Abaye, why the Rabbanu not chaylik and kutta chababi? He said, why do you say hetem sarf leisur? And Abaye never answered. Taisus doesn't have the girsa. Maybe I should put that in parentheses. Taisus doesn't have the girsa. But if Rashi has the girsa, Rashi asked Abaye, like kutta chababi, what happened to hetem sarf leisur? And Abaye doesn't answer. So the way I want to deal with this, I want to deal separately with Hetem Estaf Lisser and separately with Kazayas B'Teich Lestas. I want to say two things. Two shtickle chtar. One is to answer sort of like the right side of the book. Hetem Estaf Lisser, Abaye, Hetem Estaf Lisser. What's going on? Is Hetem Estaf Lisser Menei Bittul or is it not Menei Bittul? If it's not Menei Bittul, so if it is Menei Bittul, so how come the Rabbanu not Helek and Ablezer Bekut to Chabal? Not Menei Bittul. Don't miss Chad Rebeleza. So why is that? Say a chesh. I say Poshut Zim. Rav Dimi asked Abaye, by Kut Dechavavli, why did the Rabbanan Paiter, let's say, Hetem Estaf Lisser? There's no Dimur over here. So what's Menei Bittul? I'll say Zim. Rav Dimi asked Abaye, by Kut Dechavavli, like, it would be doch, but hetem estaf leisur. Why did the Rabbanan argue on a blaze that kutta chababli? Let's say hetem estaf leisur. You know what I think Abaye would answer? Abaye would answer, hetem estaf leisur is not Menei Bittul. Like Abaye Taka said in Nozi. Abaye in Nozi says that Mishnah Milididi, I don't think you have hetem estaf leisur when you have roiv hetem. The hetem is both the hetem is both. You only say hetem estaf leisur when you have roiv iser. So then it's not both of them. You can say hetem estaf leisur. Hetem estaf leisur is not Menei Bittul. That's a Abaye's answer. I said, what was Rav Dimi's kasha? So what's Rav Dimi asking? Taisus taka mechik the kasha. Tosfos arranges the kasha. He says, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Nazir that hetim sarfilis are not menei bittul. So what's Rabbi Yumi asking about? That's why Tosfos is merchant the gifts. I think the answer is, for Rashi, that in Echonami, that's the whole gufa nefelhu of Dimi and Abai. Abai holds hetim sarfilis are not menei bittul. And Rav Dimi says that hetim sarfilis is menei bittul. Where you say it is menei bittul. And the machlek is not coming from nowhere. The machlek is comes mitoit shitosa. Because it starts like this. Rabbi Lezer says that Tarev is chomet zchut chababli is chayev malchus because of hetem istahafus. So does Rabbi Lezer hold hetem? For the time being right now we're ignoring time and yomamash and so on. We're assuming that everything should be bought. That seems to be, everything should be bought. Hetem istahafus is what's going to prevent it. So let's say by Kutta Chababli. Kabbalah says, Kutta Chababli, Yechayim Malkas, because Hetem is Tafelis. What do you mean Hetem is Tafelis? It's not Rav Isser, it's Rav Heter. So the issue should be Bottle. In Rav Lezer, you see that Hetem is Tafelis is Menei Bittle. So why are there, the Rabban disagree? Rabban said there's no Chi of Malkas by Kutta Chababli. Rabban disagree. Why did Rabban disagree? So Rav Dini says, according to Rav Dini, why do Rabbanim disagree? Rav Lezer says, Hetem Sarfel Isser Yechaya Fer for Kutta Chababim. But according to Rav Dini, how come the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Lezer? Because they don't hold from Hetem Sarfel Isser. That's the Chazim Nasubi. According to Rav Dini, Hetem Sarfel Isser is only said by, but it's not said in Kol HaTerku, it's said in Nozir, and according to Blezer, it's said in Kol Machmetz, it's said in Chometz. And the Rabbanim don't dash in Kol, and they don't hold from Hetem Sarfel Isser in Kol HaTerku, only by Nozir, and we don't let out from Nozir to Kol HaTerku. And the Rabban don't hold from Hetem Stafelis. So that means the only person by Chometz who we find holds from Hetem Stafelis is Rabbi Lezer. So if we want to know what are the rules for Hetem Stafelis, we have only one person to look at, Rabbi Lezer, and he says that it's Menei Abitl. So Rav Dini says, okay, you see that Hetem Stafelis is Menei Abitl. But what about Abai? Abai holds you have Hetem Stafelis in Kol HaTerkul. How do we learn that? Maybe we're not from those or whatever. We have Hetem Sarfelis and Kol HaTerkula. Well, if you have Hetem Sarfelis and Kol HaTerkula, so why did the Rabbanan argue under Rabbi Lezer? What do they do with Hetem Sarfelis? Which is really what Rav Dini asked Abai. According to you, Hetem Sarfelis and Kol HaTerkula, my time is Rabbanan that they followed under Rabbi Lezer with the Chabad. Well, what's the answer, Taka? That was one of our problems. What's the answer? That shoe never dropped. How does Abai explain why the Rabbanan are arguing under Rabbi Lezer and put the Chabad? The answer is that Abai will have to say that that's the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon. Not whether you say Hetem Stafel Isser, everybody else says Hetem Stafel Isser. But the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is, does Hetem Stafel Isser, is Hetem Stafel Isser Menei Abitl? Rabbi Lezer says Hetem Stafel Isser is Menei Abitl, so you chayim in Kutach HaBavli. The Rabbanon say, yeah, we hold from Hetem Stafel Isser when you have Rav Isser. But when you have Rav Heter, the Heter is Bottle, Hetem Stafel Isser doesn't stop it.
How did that fall through to Kubus and Medukos? Because Abai's answer of I only say by Rav Isser, right?
Right.
Yeah, but in this case, we have Dimua. So Dimua should make it that it's not Menei Abitl, and then
we'll come to it. One thing at a time. There's a lot of things there we have to encounter. We're chipping away from different sides. You're right. What happened to Dimua? We'll talk about it. I'm not even sure we're going to get to that part of the thing today. But this it's a good question. But I have to take my time to get it. The emes is, that's what Abai says in Nozir. Abai says that the Ferish in Nozir. Abai says in Nozir, and that I told that Hetem Stafelis is only by Rav Isser and not by Rav Heter. The emes is, Tosfos in Nozir asks, how can Abai say Hetem Stafelis is only by Rav Isser, not by Rav Heter? The case of Hetem Stafelis, the classic case, is Kutta Chababli and that's Rav Heter. So Tosfos on Nozir has Tirutz, and that's a Min B'Shen Aminoi. Abai only said it by Min B'Minoi. Tosfos has a different mahalakha. But I think for Rashi the answer is that Ein Echonami, Rabbi Lezer, Abai holds from Hetem Stafelis, or even by Roiv Heter. Rabbi Lezer holds Hetem Stafelis is Menei Abitl. But that's good for what Chachamim argue about. And Chachamim say that Hetem Stafelis is true, but it's not Menei Abitl. So it comes out like this. According to Rav Dimi, that Rabbanan don't subscribe to Hetem Stafelis at all. So the only Hetem Stafelis person we know is Rabbi Lezer. Well, you want to know the profile of Hetem Stafelis, look at Rabbi Lezer. It's not my, it's my Neya Bittl. Rabdimi says when you have, so the Rabdimi therefore holds when you have Hetem Estaf with Israel, it's Menei Bittl. So therefore Rabdimi, yes, Abaye, how can Lekut Chababi Rabban argue? I understand it. I think Rabban don't subscribe to Hetem Estaf with Israel. I think Hetem Estaf with Israel is only like only by Nozir, like Rabbi Yechanan said, but only in certain places. But you want to say that Hetem Estaf with Israel is in Kol HaTarikulo, so I don't understand. If Hetem Estaf with Israel is in Kol HaTarikulo, so why would the Rabban argue by Lekut Chababi? Rabdimi, yes, Lekashu Tabaye. So what's Abai's answer? Abai's answer is that Hetem Etzaraf Lisser is only by Roiv Isser, not by Roiv Petra. Because Hetem Etzaraf Lisser is not Menei Bittl. I, Rabbi Elazar, didn't say it. Yeah, fine, but I think that's what the Rabbanim said. Why didn't Abai say it in the Gemara? I think the answer is he does say it in the Gemara. He says it in the Gemara Nozir, down here, by Kupas. The Gemara Nozir, Abai says this at the very end by Kupas. That's the Gemara that Tosfos quoted. At the very end of Rav Eisen, Bishnam Olu Didi Hetem Safelis was by Rav Eisen. So I think the Rav Eisen wins only with Mimino. That's the only case of Mimino. Everything else is Mimino. I told you Tosfos knows there's a different mouth. But I think according to Rashi, that answer that Rav Eisen sits down here is going out of all of the kashas there. Bimi Yes Abai. Bimi Yes Abai Hetem Safelis by Tukha Chababli. Bimi Yes Abai Hetem Safelis by Meduchais. Finally, Bimi Yes Abai Hetem Safelis by Kupois, and Abai at the end answers, "What did he do? These are all not a problem, because I don't think you have Hetem. I don't think Hetem Safa Lissu could be Menei Bittl. That's how I understand the Rabban." So come out an interesting thing. According to Reb Dimi, that Hetem Safa Lissu is Menei Bittl. I'll say it the other way. So now I understand why by mikveh does Rashi introduce dimur? Why don't you say hetem estaf lisser? You're still talking about Abaye. By mikveh. When Abaye is the one who first put up mikveh, I said, I mean that it's hetem estaf lisser because you have mikveh and it says that mokam agoy is possible, and then when I ask mokam agoy am I possible, should be bottled right? The Gemara answers, "Om Rav Machano Hil Vizalor Kol of the Kizayis," and Abai says, "It must be why you like Kol of must be Hetem Star for Isser." So Rashi over there explains why isn't the Potul Baroy of Dimur? Why does Rashi need Dimur? Why isn't Hetem Star for Isser Menei Bittul? After all, according to Rabbi Elazar, Hetem Star for Isser is Menei Bittul. How does it work by Kutta Chababli? Hetem Star for Isser is Menei Bittul. The answer is because Rashi is talking in Abai, and Abai holds that Bahog Gufa Nechukul Rabbanu. Hetem Safa Lissur is Menei Bittul according to Rabbi Elazar, and according to Rabban, Hetem Safa Lissur is not Menei Bittul. Hetem Safa Lissur is only by Rav Issa. So therefore, Rashi had a problem. So how come by Mikveh, why isn't Bottle Baroy? What is Hetem Safa Lissur going to do? Should be Bottle Baroy? So Rashi has to answer this, didn't he more? He has to make your kasha stronger, but your kasha is different.
What about according to Rav Dimi? Right. Meaning, if we're saying by the case of Kuta Chababli, Rav Dimi answers that there's no pesach with Tiyas Pasach. Why didn't Rav Dimi just say that there's nothing to be Menei Bittul?
By which case?
By Kuta Chababli.
We'll see in a second. We'll see. That's the second half. But right now I'm treating Hetem Estaraf Lissur. So this is a mimer by itself. This is like a chabur by itself. Okay. We have this issue: is Hetem Estaraf Lissur Menei Bittul is not Menei Bittul? On the one hand, from the Rashi by Mikveh, who needs the move, it sounds like Hetem Estaraf Lissur not Menei Bittul. On the other hand, how do you explain Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar seems to Hetem Estaraf Lissur is Menei Bittul. For that matter, Rav Dimi keeps asking Abaye by Kutta Chababli, for example, Hetem Estaraf Lissur. Let's say Hetem Estaraf Lissur. Or by what's his kasha? Then don't dimur by kutuch. Hetem Estaraf Lissur. What's Rabbi's kasha? Abai should say Hetem Estaraf Lissur. But Hetem Estaraf Lissur is not Menei Bittul. You need dimur to be Menei Bittul. And by chometz you don't have dimur. So this part we answer. In Echanami, you can't mix up Rav Dimi with Abai. Abai holds Hetem Estaraf Lissur is not Menei Bittul because that's how he understands the Rabbana. And that's the Abai in Nozir that you only say Hetem Estaraf Lissur by Rav Issur, not by Rav Hetem. And Rav Dimi thinks that hetem staf liser is manei avitul. And there are Rabbanan who argue and kutach ha-bavlis because they don't hold from hetem staf liser at all. But if they would have held from hetem staf liser, then it would be manei avitul. So pini yes abai. Ludi doch, that this hetem staf liser and kolatar kulo, so how come it's not manei avitul? Abai's answer is what he answers in Ozir. Because hetem staf liser, not manei avitul, because that's how I understand the Rabbanan of Rabbi Lezer. I, Rabbi Lezer, also is, yeah, but I'll go for nefuk. I think it's a very nice cheshbon. This solves a lot of problems in the sugya, but it's only half the equation. Yeah.
In the mikvah case, even though dimur can stop bittul, according to Abai, you still need the rov iser. So wouldn't necessarily.
Think about the mikvah case. Even though dimur is no, you only need rov iser to prevent bittul.
In nazir,
but in the case of dimur, you don't have bittul because you have dimur.
So when he says in Nazir, Bishlam Lididi, that it needs to be...
Well, you're asking, so how can he say Bishlam Lididi by Kupo? He said you have to have Rav Isser. What happened to Dimua? Yeah, well, that's similar to... What's your name here?
Matan.
Yeah. That's similar to Matan's kash. Okay. That'll have to wait. Till tomorrow. I'll just give you a hint. It has to do with the Rashi by Meduchas. It's a steered Rashi in Eil Bay. Rashi starts off by Meduchah saying that the reason why we say Tehillim is because there's no oven Bisa. And then he finishes and he says the reason why it's Tehillim is because only also Midirabon. I'm just steering the Rashi. So there seems to be two different things going on. One is Dimua. So why doesn't Dimua prevent Tehillim? So the answer is no oven Misa in Dimua. And then there's another question, but the Trum itself should prevent Tehillim. For that, the answer is that you don't have Kazayis, but they Achilles Pass, you don't have Hetem Mitzar, Lister. But it's not for now. It's not for now. It's a separate, there's like three stuk of Torah that we have to say, and then you'll see how they all interact. We have to swallow it one bite at a time. Well, it's not so I have to swallow the whole thing at once. We have to swallow one bite at a time. Okay, so that's as far as Hetem Mitzar was. Now let's go back to, let's talk about Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras. He also have something on my sleeve. What's the problem about Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras? The Pshutah, we have this problem, which is, L'chayr Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras is not something that we could imagine being Menei Abit. So how do we understand the Gemara? That Abai keeps asking Yavdimi, according to you, that Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras is Be'eraisa, so why are we toiling by Meduchais? Why are we toiling by Kupais? Why are we toiling by Kupais? Well, that's a question of Malchus. But let's say Meduchais and Kupais. Abai keeps asking Yavdimi, according to you, that Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras is Be'eraisa, so how come we're toiling by Meduchais? So right, the Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras is not a Be'eraisa. So now we understand why it could be toiling. I don't understand. Monoshok. If it's bottled beroy. So how does Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras make a difference? It's bottled beroy. There's no Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras. If it's not bottled beroy, then who cares if you have Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras or not? At least it's a Chatzi Shia. We're not talking about Malchus. We're talking about Malchus. So Kizayis is important for Malchus. By Meduchas and Kupais, we're talking about, is it Deraisa or is it Derabon? Rashi certainly presents it that way. Yeah, it tells Rashi at the time, maybe you need Oven Miso to say, if there's no Oven Miso, you say Telem. But Rashi says the reason why we don't say Telem by Kupais and Meduchas is because it's a Derabon. Now, by Esther Vimi, why is it a Derabon? Because I speak to Achilles Pras. Right? Because I speak to Achilles Pras is not a Deraisa. The answer to the Madonna says Derabon. What does Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras have to do with whether Kupas and Meduchas is a Deraisa or a Derabon? That's a Shaila Bittul. If it's Bottle, it's Bottle. Regardless whether you have a Kizayis Mephtei Achilles Pras. Very straight on. I mean, this is Tosh's question. What is Chatzishi? Why is this? Chatzishi is also in a Torah. Who cares if you have a Kizayis or you don't have a Kizayis? Then we have this other question, which sort of related. These are all tangled up, these questions. Which is, of course it's also Deraisa. It's time of Mamasha. At least Kupais is time of Mamasha. So of course it's also Deraisa. May not be a Kizayis. That's telling Kizayis to play a Kizayis Pras. But Avad is also time of Mamasha is also Minatayim. Moreover, Abai holds in Cholin, The time even the lema noshi is also minatayr. So who cares whether you have a kizayis? You don't have a kizayis. Kizayis b'chayin for the spouse. We say kizayis b'chayin for the spouse. We don't say kizayis b'chayin for the spouse. Forget the kizayis. Time of lema noshi is never a kizayis, and a bais is also minatayr. So what's what does that buy one for b'dimi? How can you say kufo is kizayis b'chayin for the spouse? Hey, Mike. So what do we need over here? What do we need over here? So I want to tell you first in Cheshbon what we need. Like, what's the size of the hole that we need to fit? So we have a problem. What's the dimensions of the problem? And then we'll figure out the score for it. But what are the dimensions of the problem? We have here a Gemara that seems to say that you need a kezayis b'chayachil espras in order for meduchis and kubis to be awesome deraisa. On the other hand, we have a gemara in Chulun that even time v'lema moshe is awesome deraisa. The strategy is going to be to say that if kezayis b'chayachil espras is if kezayis b'chayachil espras is a din deraisa, is it sirik for kezayis b'chayachil espras for deraisa? Then even when you don't have a kizayis, it'll be also awesome. It'll be awesome. That's time of lema moshe, time of lema moshe. But if kizayis b'chayachil espras is derabbanan, then time of lema moshe and time of lema moshe will also only be derabbanan. And Abaye in Chulin, who says time of lema moshe deraisa, that's only after he was chayzer to hold like Abdimi that kizayis b'chayachil espras is deraisa. As far as it doesn't make any sense, because what does one thing have to do with the other? But just I'm trying to strategize. You know, how do I go about such a problem? So I need to first have a clear picture. What's the tool that I want to solve this problem? What does it need to look like? You know, if I want to order, I'm ordering a tool that will solve this problem. What do I need it to do? What I need it to do is to explain that the issue of that the Gemara in Chulin is only true after we know that Kizayis B'Chayachil Espras is deraisa. After Kizayis B'Chayachil Espras is deraisa, then time of lema moshe is also awesome with deraisa, which is what Abaye said. Time of lema moshe for sure is deraisa. But if, as Abaye in the Salkadaitik thought, Kizayis B'Chayachil Espras is not deraisa, then nothing is deraisa. Then if there's no Kizayis, then Kupus is derabanan, and Meduchis is derabanan. And time of Yuma Moshe is there about, and time of Eloy Moshe is there about, and everything is there about. But that needs a hesber, because what does one thing have to do with the other? Chayef the shayel kizayis b'chayachil espras is shayel. What do you need to have a shir kizayis? Time of Eloy Moshe is anyway not a kizayis. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Yem misarik to kizayis, not misarik to kizayis. But that's what we need to explain. So I want to suggest the following. Bittul Berev. How do we know Bittul Berev? So Rishonim, it says, actually in a few places, it says, Rosh, that Bittul Berev is learned out from Achei Rabim Lahatis. Worse than Nani Mili, the Omer Abba, the worse in the beginning of Chulin, Nani Mili, the go Bosa Rubo, that's like Sveikus, the Omer Bar itself is looking right. But Marna never talked about Bittul Beroy, what's the mark? If we shouldn't say, we don't know what the Gemara that we have about Roy, it's Achei Rabim Lahatis. We don't have from Achei Rabim Lahatis. So if Shimon, Shai Yeshua, asks, and he's not the only one to ask, what does Achei Rabim Lahatis have to do with Bittul Beroy? Achei Rabim Lahatis is, when you have a suffix, so the right can determine what happened. There's a concept maybe Uber Kukulai. When you have a right, I could say that right of the case is like the whole case, you know, right of the Simonim and Shchita is like the whole Simonim, right of the Sanhedrin is like the whole Sanhedrin, in the original case of Akhir Afu Hafiz. What's that with Bittul? Issa Shabbat Lehechan Halach. Have a little bit of Chazer, a lot of beans, so it's still Chazer, like where'd that go? What does that do with Akhir Afu Hafiz? if I have a, you know, 10 cans of beans or one can of pork, I don't know which one is which, so I'd say, right. But I know what I have. I have pork and beans, and I eat the whole thing. And then why is it, what is bitul raisa? What is the meaning of bitul raisa? And what in the world does that have to do with that your avamah? I'm sure the math is up with this very much. She grapples with it. I want to say, to an extent, you're not allowed to eat, let's say, chazan. So that means you're not allowed to do a maisa achilus chazan. So if you just eat chazan, we know what it is. That's a maisa achilus chazan. To an extent, it's awesome. What if I have an achilo that's ambiguous? There's chazan in there, there's beans in there, there's all kinds of stuff. What do I label the maisa achilo? Is it a maisa achilo of chazan? Then it's awesome. Maybe I don't look at it as a maisachil chazer because it's mostly not chazer. Maybe it's a maisachil of beans. Maisachil of beans, the Torah did not say. So here, the Torah says, achiram lahatos. The shema maisa is determined by the roiv. If it's roiv beans, then it's a maisachil of beans. If it's roiv chazer, then it's a maisachil of chazer. That's the idea of achiram lahatos. I'll tell you a similar thing, just the saber as ha'oizim. They have a most emotional concept that Allah Kodobash in this tabit. You're dragging a bench on Shabbos and it makes a charitz. And we say, well, if you had kavonah to make a charitz, then it's the nichayef. If you didn't have a kavonah to make a charitz, then it's mut. As long as that is a creation. So there, it happens earlier with Yeshivas, that the havonah is, and speak raisvis and Shabbos, it's not a sugya. I just want to bring you a motion. And what's the havonah? What does it matter? My kavonah, not kavonah. I'm making a chavitz. I know I'm making a chavitz. It's not like I don't know. It's not misasik. I might make the chavitz. So who cares if that's my agenda? My agenda was to drag the bench, not to make the chavitz. But I'm not stupid. I know it might make the chavitz. So what's the pshat and davish in this kavonah? So there, the raiders are kind of whoever said in many of that Chan also talks about that. And it's very grounded in the sugya. The idea there is, the Torah is asking to do a maisa harisha. I'm dragging a bench. Is dragging a bench a maisa harisha now? That's determined by my kavanah. My kavanah disposes whether this dragging of a bench is called a maisa harisha or it's a maisa dragging a bench. If I had kavanah to make a haritz, then that makes my maisa dragging a bench. That's a white cloud. Even if not, but it's a secretion, maybe it also, so I know, so then it's for sure, that also makes the dragging the bench into a maisa chayis. But if it's not a secretion, it's not my kavanah, then it's a maisa dragging the bench, and it's not a maisa making a chayis. I did a maisa achila. I said a maisa achila machalos asurus. But here I'm doing a maisa achila that's complicated. So I wonder, how do I label this maisa achila? So it's achirab lahakas. If it's mostly beans, then acharabim lahatois, then it's awesome. And it's mutter. It's not called the ma'aseh achilus chaz. That's the concept of roiv. Yeah. It's a little more complicated though. We have a machlekes abayin avdimi by kizayis bechtei achilus pras. Kazayis b'chayechilus pras. The Weisters are there at bottom. So Enesis, Tosis, and Ozer points out it's a very strange thing. Kazayis b'chayechilus pras is a mishnah for reshus and kisus. That if you ate something b'chayechilus pras, you ate a kazayis b'chayechilus pras, you chayech. And if it was more than achilus pras, you potter. It's a mishnah. How can we make like a dimin abay? So Tosis speaks out and others that Tosis and Ozer. That Abai and Abdimi are not arguing that Kazayis b'chayechilis pas when you have an Isser Be'en. Take a piece of chazer, you cut it up into small pieces, and you eat it b'chayechilis pas. That's a mishnah. Abai and Abdimi are arguing that Kazayis b'chayechilis pas in the Tarovis. Abai says that in the Tarovis, you don't say Kibayit, there's no Tzirik for the Kazayis b'chayechilis pas, at least Abai is in the Sakhir title. And Abdimi says, no, even in the Tarovis, there's a din of Kazayis b'chayechilis pas. So what's in the Kudum? What's in the kudus amachlekes? If everybody agrees there's a concept of tziruf of kizayis b'chayechilas bas, why does it matter if it's in the Torah or not? So I want to say that the kudus amachlekes is when you have a ma'aseh achilah That's mostly heter. But we also have iser in it. Can I look at them at the achilas iser as a separate achilu or not? Abai says, when you have an iser, an achilu of a tarevis, you can't look at the achilu, you can't separate out the mais achilu. It's not a separate mais achilu. It's a mechilu, it's a achilu of a tarevis. So you can't say, well, I have a tenth of a kizayis of iser now, and a tenth of a kizayis of iser later, and a tenth of a kizayis of iser later, because that only, you can only make that kind of seer if you could look at the achilas iser as existing in a vacuum by itself. But it's not the way. I have a kizayis of tarevis and a kizayis of a tarevis and a kizayis of a tarevis. The achilas iser is not separate. And Abdimi says that even in a tarevis, I can look at the achilas iser as a separate ma'isachil. Mela, from this machlekes of Dimin Abai follows another machlekes. Never mind the Gabitzir of Kazayis. Every time you have a Tarevis, and we just said that the word of Tarevis is that I look at the Maisachila as Achiram Lehatos is a Maisachila Seter. Do I have a right to say that maybe under the right circumstances I could look at the Maisachila Seter as being a separate Maisachila? And separated out from the Acher Rabbim Lahatis. Now, how could I do that? After all, then we don't have Acher Rabbim Lahatis. When there, they have Bittul Berei. The answer is, but in the case where the Isser is Murgash B'fnei Aslam, let's see, if Taimi Mamoshe, according to Rav Yechon Avodah Zarah, or even Taimi Vulei Mamoshe, according to Abaye, so I can feel the Isser separately. So maybe in such cases like this, where I can be margish the iser as a separate, I have a hargosh of the iser, a separate hargosh of the iser. Maybe I have a right to look at the iser as a separate ma'isachilu. If the iser is a separate ma'isachilu, then there's no acher ab lahadas, and it'll be awesome. That will depend on the machlekes of Abaye and Avdim. According to Abaye, again Abaye salkadaitach, the maschon of Abaye was chayzer gemara in those sense. But according to Abaye salkadaitach, there's no tzirif of kizayis b'fnei achilas pras. That comes from the lamed. It's not just a shayla of kizayis b'fnei achilas pras. That's just a symptom. That shows that the achilas iser is not a separate achilah. Well, if the achilas iser is not a separate achilah, and they're talking about a case of taimei mamoshe, or Dimi and Abai are arguing about cases of taimei mamoshe, taimei b'lei mamoshe, they're arguing about all these cases. These are cases of taimei mamoshe. They still argue. Rav Dimi holds, fundamentally, the Maisa Achilas Isser, if it's Mirgash B'fnei Asma, is a separate Maisa Achilas. The Mela, you could be Mitzarefet to Kizayis B'fnei Achilas Pas. And even if you're not, it's a separate Maisa Achilas, that there's no Acher Avim Lahatish, and it's also a Schatz Yishir. But according to Abaye, the Kizayis B'fnei Achilas Pas is only the Rabbonon. Why is it only the Rabbonon? The Mishnah says this Kizayis B'fnei Achilas Pas. It's a Mishnah Krisus. The answer is, yeah, that's why it's hell. But in Tarevis, you can't say Kizayis B'fnei Achilas Pas, because I can't separate out the Mais Achilas Isser, even though it's Murgash, even though it's Taimei Mamoshe, or Taimei V'lei Mamoshe. It doesn't help. You can't separate out the Mais Achilas Isser. Well, if you can't separate out the Mais Achilas Isser, then not only is it not a Kizayis, but then it's not called the Mais Achilas Isser at all, because Acher Avim Lahatis, and it's a Mais Achilas Eter. So then it's like this. The Gemara's over here, all of these cases are cases where there's Taimei Mamoshe, or at least Taimei V'lei Mamoshe. Meduchas, kupas, these are all cases where you have time in Mamosha, you have time in Malay Mamosha. So, we have Gemaris, the time of Mamosha is also Midaraisa. Time of Malay Mamosha, according to Abaye, Machlech Sabaye Nova, but at least Abaye holds time of Malay Mamosha is also Midaraisa. But that's only true because the Maskona, Rav Dimi and Abaye both agree, because Abaye came around to Rav Dimi, that you can look at the Maisa Achilas Isser as a separate Maisa Achila. Of course, but tonight that you can be Magish the Isser. If you can't be Magish the Isser, then it's not. Then it's for sure not a separate Maisa Achila. And what's called being Magish the Isser? That's a Machlekes Abaye and Rava, but you need time in Mamoshoi, or is it enough time in Velei Mamoshoi? Fine. So, but when you have the right conditions, that I can be Magish the Isser, Abaye can Isla, the Rava can Isla, the Yochan, whatever it is, time in Mamoshoi, time in Velei Mamoshoi, whatever it is. But when they have those kind of conditions that I couldn't be margish the Yisrael inside, does that, can I now look at the Maisa Achila Sisra as a separate Maisa Achila? Well, the Maskana you can, because we pass in Rav Dimi, and Abai was closer to Rav Dimi, the Maskana we say, yes, you can, because I used to pay Achila Sasa as a Deraisa. That means the Maisa Achila Sisra is a separate Maisa Achila. Well, if the Maisa Achila Sisra is a separate Maisa Achila, then it's also, it's a Kizayas if you have a Kizayas, and even if you don't, so it's Chatzashir. But according to Abai Salka Daitoch, that Kizayas Bechleichilis Pas is their Abonon, that doesn't mean he doesn't hold from Kizayas Bechleichilis Pas. You can't argue on the Mishnah. It means he holds that when you have a Karoivis, the Maisa Achilis Sisra can't be needed as a separate Achilo. Well, if the Maisa Achilis Sisra can't be needed as a separate Achilo, so then not only is that Masarif to a Kizayas, but then it doesn't help, but then it's not even also in a Torah, it's not even Chatzashir. Because that's the whole vort of Achirav Lahatis, that's the whole vort of Bittul Baroiv. That I look at the Maisa, I say I have a Maisa Achila Sisra, and a Maisa, it's called the Maisa Achila Sisra. The Maisa Achila is a Maisa Achila Sisra. The Achila Sisra, I'm sorry, the Maisa Achila is a Maisa Achila Heter. It Be'etzim is Roiv Heter. I feel the Isser, but that doesn't make him to a separate Maisa Achila according to Abayi, in the Abayi Sakadaita. So if it's not a separate Maisa Achila, Achirav Lahatis is a Maisa Achila Heter. So all the Gemara's of timing of Mamashi, timing of Elohim Mamashi, that's all the Maskana that we hold from Kizayis Bechtei Pas. But according to Abaye, that there's no Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pas, then all these things are mut. So now the sugya is Mamash Gevaldik Min Chayim. Abaye doesn't hold from Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pas. Well, if you don't hold from Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pas, that means that you don't look at the Maisa Achila Sisra as a separate Maisa Achila. What's my name, Bittu? You need Dimua, Rashi Dimua. I could the Chababli in a Chanan. I could the Chababli, there's no Dimua. It's Takabot to be right. That's why Rabban are going to bless you. That's Rabbi in Nosir. That you only say Hetem is Tarap Lissir when you have Roiv Hetem. When you have Roiv Isser, only say Ketem and Starf Lissu when you have Roiv Isser. When you have Roiv Heter, so you can't say Ketem and Starf Lissu because the Isser is Bottle. I maybe it's time in Mamoshe, time in Vilay Mamoshe. Abai doesn't care because Abai looks at the Maisa, doesn't look at the Maisa Achilas Isser as a separate Maisa Achilas. That's how the Sugi runs according to Abai. In cases of Dimua, so then there's no bitul b'roiv because there's a new parsha of dimua that prevents a bitul b'roiv. Then I look at it as a ma'is achilas dimua meduma. It's not a ma'is achilas heter. It's a ma'is achilas meduma. It's a separate thing. We'll have to talk more about dimua tomorrow. But a kapanu in case dimua is a special case. All these dimua cases, it's not a ma'is achilas heter. There's a dimua derais. It's a ma'is achilas meduma. So then I don't look at the truma. Then there is a ma'is achilas truma over here. So then I can say hetem starflus, and I can get a kizayis. But otherwise there's no dimua. That's why Rabban Chelik and Rabban Ezer, and they say that is hetem starflus is not going to help because the issa disappears. Rav Dimi, on the other hand, Rav Dimi holds from kizayis b'chelik in the maskon abayi is chayzut Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi holds from kizayis b'chelik in the spas. That means I look at the maisa achilas iser as a separate maisa achilo. If I look at the achilas iser as a separate maisa achilo, then I get kizayis b'chelik in the spas. And even when I don't have kizayis b'chelik in the spas, I have time in mamoshe. Time in malay mamoshe. If you hold that's your machad sabai and rabba. But then I revert to the normal halacha that we're used to, because Rav Dimi is the normative halacha. That there is kizayis b'achilas pasas, and welcome to look at the achilas sisra as a separate ma'is achila. So then we have all these dinim of time and mamashi, time of alay mamashi. That's the halacha that we're familiar with because we live in Rav Dimi's world. And that I was chayzer. So Rav Dimi says, you know why you like it? Because you have a kizayis b'achilas pasas. Rav Dimi, I don't think he even needs dimua. Rashi said dimua in Abai. By the way, I'm saying now it should come out that according to Rav Dimi, you don't even need dimua. Because he holds kizayis b'chelik pas, it's a separate ma'isa achila. Yes, Lodin, maybe it's time of v'leim ha'moshe. If it's time of v'leim ha'moshe, it's a machlokes sabai and rova. So maybe, I don't know, maybe Rav Dimi holds like rova, you need time of ha'moshe, but you don't have time of ha'moshe, so maybe you need dimua, shouldn't be bottled as time of v'leim ha'moshe. So that's a posh. But a kapanim, there's room to say that Rav Dimi doesn't even need meduma, doesn't need dimua deraisa. Because
And Abimi therefore said that by my time of the Rabbanu, why the Chelik and Rebbe Lezer but Kutta Chabavi? You have a Kesayis, you have a Abimi said that by according to you, Abai, that according to you, that the setting starts with Isser. So Kutta Chabavi is it's at least time of Leima Moshe. Maybe it's time of Leima Moshe. So it's not Bato. It's a separate Maisa Chila, because the Abimi holds it's a. No, this actually disconnects to the first circle. Abai denies Kizayis Bechilas Pasir. Abdim is asking an Abai. Even according to you that you deny Kizayis Bechilas Pasir, and you think that it's not a separate Maisachilah, but don't you see from Rebbe Lezer that Hetim Staff Lisser is Menei Bittu? That belongs to the first circle. And Abai would answer, no, Bahagufa Nechel. This part doesn't belong to the second circle, it belongs to the first circle. Abdim is talking to Abai, Lishit Toscha, that you don't hold from Kizayis Bechilas Pasir. That means you think the separate might that the Achilles sister is not a separate mice Achilles. And you don't hold from time in Mamasha, you don't hold from time in the Lay Mamasha. But you hold from Hetim Sarfla Isser. Hetim Sarfla Isser alone should make you chayef for Kutach HaBavli, because I hold, because the Rebbe Lezer holds Hetim Sarfla Isser is prevents Bittl. And the Bible would say, no, but Hogufa Nechuku Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbon, and that's the first Shtikutah. But Kapanim, what's in Yanenu, the point is, we had this. So now we understand the Rashi. Rashi said by Meduchas and Kupas, Abai Esther of Dini. According to you, because I said the Achilles passes of their Isa. So why are you telling by Kupas and Meduchas? Rashi explained. Abai's argument is according to me, because I said the Achilles passes of the Rabbanon. So Kupas and Meduchas are only the Rabbanon. So he asked, why are they only the Rabbanon? What happened to Chatzishir? And moreover, we asked, Rabbi himself holds from time of Leim HaMoshe's Osir. How could this be worse than time of Leim HaMoshe? The Torah says Abai and Chulin by time of Leim HaMoshe is only after Abai was Chayzer. At this point, Abai holds that when you have a Taroivis, the Maisa Achilas Isser is not needed as a separate Maisa Achila. If it's not needed as a separate Maisa Achila, so then everything's the Rabbanon. Time of Leim HaMoshe, time of Leim HaMoshe, it's all the Rabbanon, because you can't separate out the Maisa Achilas Isser. So Acher Rabim Lahatayis, and it's a Maisa Achilas Isser. So therefore, Abai asked Rav Dimi, Lishi Toscha, I think his eyes and the Achilas Pras is only the Rabbanon. So I think that Haimu Yuma Moshe is only the Rabbanon, because it's fundamentally a Maisa Achila of Heter. Now you can't separate out the Maisa Achila sister. So I understand Meduchas and Kupais. They said the Rabbanon, you could be Toilet. Yeah, Matan asked what happened to Dimua. Okay, we'll worry tomorrow. But according to you, the Kezayis B'chei Achila's Pras is the Araisa. That means that you think that the Maisa Achila sister is a separate Maisa Achila. So then this is an Isidar Aisa. It's even like him because you have a Kizayis. But that's not even the point. The point is that once it's a separate Maisa Achila, then it's time with Mamasha and Avada and Svada it's also Midar Aisa. That's your whole point. That even at Paravis, the Maisa Achila, the Achila's Isir, if it's Murgash, Ali Le Taimoy or Ali Le Taimoy Mamasha, it's a separate Maisa Achila. That's why it's Mitzarev the Kizayis but the Achila's Pass. And by the same, and therefore it's an Isidar Aisa, so why are you telling? Rav Dimi says back to him, you're right, it isn't a Siddur Aisa, but Truman B'Zman says they're Rabbanon. But fundamentally you're right, yes, it's talking a Siddur Aisa, and that's why time and Rosh is Siddur Aisa. The Maskon Abai was Chayzer to that. So in Chanami, that's where Abai in Chulim says time and Rosh is Siddur Aisa. That's already Rav Dimi think. Because Abai was Chayzer. Okay, we're going to stop here. So a lot happened in this, these two Mahalkim, and then I have to read the whole Sudhi right of the book here. But I'm gonna send it out, and I don't know if I have to, it needs to be spoken out. But I think it's a little bit of a breakthrough in some of these.
And then the last part of the Kubos would be about to say Hot Shares no sale for one reason because of those kids.
No.
Why is that the ISAC? That's true,
we
rise
at the airport. That's what the answer is. The password was.